Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Chamishi, the 17th day of the month of Tammuz. Over the years, many people have adopted the practice to share with one another wishing you an easy and meaningful fast. While I have always found this to be a strange comment, and in lieu of a better one, I hope that all of you who are fasting are having and will have an easy and meaningful fast. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, and we are always grateful and appreciate the support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Daniel Grama, Mora D'Asra, of the Westside Shul in Los Angeles, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Grama reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, the Mishaberach L'Cholim, and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation between Rabbi Grama and myself, which will provide all of us a window into his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Grama.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for hosting this wonderful program. I want to give a shout out of appreciation to Rabbi Posey from the West Coast, OU, for reaching out to me to present this morning, as well to the larger OU organization for this initiative, and indeed for their ongoing efforts in creating valuable programs for our Jewish communities all around. And of course, may the a merit of our Torah be a benefit for the generous sponsors and for their families. I want to share with you a remarkable story as told in the Talmud in Tractate Sanhedrin, and it's regarding the theme of Tehillim, which is our gathering today. We know that Nebuchadnezzar, the king Nebuchadnezzar II, the king of Babylonia, was not on the list of the top five of most benevolent kings of the Jewish people, as among his rap sheet was the fact he destroyed the first temple. Yet the Talmud tells us that at a certain point he began to say praises that were to God, that was nicer and even more beautiful, more eloquent than those of King David, than those of Tehillim of King David. And the Talmud says that an angel came and struck him on the mouth, at which point he stopped. But had he not stopped, says the Gemara, we would have buried King David's Psalms and used his instead. Fascinating story of the Talmud. Comes along the 18th century Hasidic master, the Rabbi Mendel of Kutz, known as the Kutzku Rebbe, and he questions this Talmudic vignette, and he asks the obvious question of what's going on here. What does it mean that the praises of this evil person were greater than those of King David, and if so, why did the angel stop him? Why did the angel hit him? And the Rebbe offers an insight which I think can give us a perspective on how we approach Saint Tehillim. He explains the following. He says the difference was that Nebuchadnezzar was not saying Tehillim. He was saying poetry. The difference, he explains, is how do you react when things go wrong, when there is a challenge? How do you respond when you get smacked in the mouth? Perhaps Nebuchadnezzar was more eloquent. Perhaps he offered a better diction or syntax. But when things ceased to be poetic for him, he stopped his poetry of God. But David and Melech, but King David, who indeed suffered tremendous hardships, and the entire book of Tehillim is filled with all the professional challenges and the personal hardships, personal family sufferings that he went through, but yet he never, ever stopped praising God. He never stopped saying his Tehillim. And no matter how many times he got smacked down, he never stopped praising God. And that, says the Kutzku Rebbe, is the difference between Nebuchadnezzar's poetry and King David's praises. Because the power of Tehillim is a Jew's ability to praise Hashem even, or perhaps especially, when you suffer personal experiences. And even at times when your experiences don't seem so praiseworthy and you don't feel the desire or the ability to reach out and connect to God, that's when you have to begin to say the praises. Indeed, the word Tehillim, which the book is entitled such as we know, comes from the word Tehillah, which means to praise. Today is the 17th day of Tammuz, the fast day, as was mentioned, And it's the first day of what's known as the 3 weeks, which is considered the saddest days on our calendar. There's a second name for this difficult time. It's also called Bein HaMitzorim. The word Mitzorim means confined. These 3 week times are called between the confinement. The word HaMitzorim is very similar to the word Mitzrayim. You can hear the connection, Mitzorim and Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim in its essence was the confinement for the Jewish people, for the inability to connect with God, for the inability to praise God, for the inability to even see God in their life on any level. The suffering which they went through totally created a disconnection. They had no emotional space to be effusive and praiseworthy. And sometimes when we focus on the sadness of this time of year and the destructions of the temple and the state of what's, where we are holding in our connection as a Jewish nation, it can also be confining to us in our ability to reach out and to connect with God. Comes along King David. Comes along David HaMelech and says to us, that's exactly when we have to praise Hashem. Because that praising of God, that saying of Tehillim, it releases ourselves from that confinement. And indeed, that's how we reach out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because that's the difference between saying poetry and saying praise to God. The last few months have been confining for all of us, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I think it's specifically during this time of the 3 weeks, which reflects the larger challenges of not only the Jewish people, of the Jewish people at large. It's a time when we tap into our own personal confinement imposed upon us. It's where we tap into the reservoirs of our faith to recognize that we have hardships, personal and national, but to also recognize that through the holy words of King David, is how we break through those boundaries and sincerely praise God. So please join me in singing God's praises, beginning with chapter 20, we're followed by chapter 27 and then 130. But we'll be saying each verse together. I'll be reading them out loud slowly, and you say them together in the privacy of your own hearts. We'll now begin chapter 20. Lamatzech Mizmor David, Ya'anucha Adonai v'yom tzavo yisagev koshein elhe Yaakov. Yishlach ezecha mikodesh umtzion yisadecha. Yitka kol minchosecha bolatzecha yidash nesela. V'cha kibodvecha v'chol atasecha yimalei. We now begin chapter 27. The David Adonai Ori Beyishi Mimi Ira Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echad. The Krov Alai Mimayim Leachol Es Besari Sarai Va'oi Va'li Hema Koshlu V'Nafalu. Im Tachane Alai Machane Le'ira Libi Im Takum Alai Melechama V'Zois Ani Boteach. Acha Shu'alti Me'ez Adonai Ois Sabakesh Shifti Be'ez Adonai Kolimei Chayai. Lachazois benom Adonai levakeh becholoi. Kitpeneni besuko b'yom ra'ah yistireni b'teta aloi b'tzoy yom emeni. Ata yom roshi alavai sibavosai be'ezbacha b'aloi zivchei su'ah ashiru v'zamaru al Adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra v'chaneni v'aneni. V'cha amar libi bakshu ponai et ponach Adonai t'abakesh. Al tasteh ponach mimeni atat ba'ash avdecha. As Rasi Hayisi al Titcheni v'al Ta'azveni alehishi. Ki Avi v'imi azavuni v'adnoi yatsveni. Horeni adnoi dakecha uncheni baruch mishor leman shavarai. Al titneni b'nefes tzorai ki komu vi edai sheker v'yafeyach chomos. Uri ha'manti liros betuv adonoi be'eris chayim kavei el adonoi chazach v'yemes ibecha v'kavei el adonoi. The last chapter we say together is chapter 130. Shihamalois mimakim kosicha Adonai, Adonai shimat v'koli tiena aznecha kashuvois l'kol tachnunoi. Imavonois tishmoyoh Adonai mi yamod. Ki mocha aslicha l'ma'an tiborei, ki bisi Adonai ki beson nafshi, v'doroi hochalti. Nafshil Adonai Mishamim Laboike, Shamim Laboike, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai Chetzev Abay Emoy Fedus, For Who Yivdeh Es Yisrael Mikol Aboy Myself. That concludes our Tehillim section segment. I'm now going to make a Mishaberach for all the ill people who require our prayers. I'm going to pause for about 15 to 20 seconds, where you can insert names privately to yourself, and I'll conclude with Mishaberach prayer. Mishaberach Abbasena Ava Mishaberach Yaakov Moshe Aro and Tavro Shlomo. We work with Rapha Sacholim. Bavor shekol ha-mispalim ba-buram, schadar kosh-goch, z'mari rachanim aleihem, tachlimam la-poisim, la-stikam, la-fyoisam. Vishlach lehem, mehera fuhashlem, na-shamayim, l'kol eberam, l'kol gideihem, k'sor shnach ha-yisrael, afuot, nefesh, afuot, aguf, harche ba-gaz, mankiv, and memrach, amen. Please now join me as we say the beautiful prayer known as Achenu. Achenu kobeis Yisrael, ha-nusim b'tzor v'shivye, our brothers and tithes of Israel who are delivered into distress and captivity. Whether they are in sea or on dry land. If the Ami present one, have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption. Now, speedily and soon, and let us say Amen. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Grama. As we transition into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and wonderful community doing?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem, thank you. We're doing well. Everyone is, Baruch Hashem, able to be active and productive. And the community is doing great. We're trying to stay in touch like everybody else and reactivate ourselves the best that we can.
Right, absolutely. So for some of our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, could you please provide us with a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Sure, thank you. For those who are not familiar with L.A., in general, L.A. has, thank God, in the last 5, maybe 10 years, has become a blossoming Jewish community greater than we ever imagined. I'm here 23 years. This particular shul that I have an opportunity to lead is a newer community. It's called the West Side Shul. We just celebrated our 5th birthday, thank God. Demographics are primarily a youngish, modern Orthodox community, very vibrant, very inspired, and a really powerful, very warm energy of community activity and participants. It's really a very beautiful experience.
Well, that sounds really wonderful, and yeah, the expansion going on the West Coast and in LA in particular, in the city and the valley and well beyond is really something very special.
Yeah,
Rabbi Grama, we've been speaking with your rabbinic. Sorry, go on.
And all our restaurants.
And well, Pico is very famous. We've been speaking with your rabbinic colleagues from across the country, and several have shared with us really truly remarkable stories that have come out of the coronavirus. Some have even begun calling these corona gems. Did anything stand out from your community over the past 4 months?
So, interesting question. I would say if I had to pick a gem, it was not specifically related to my community. Almost more a personal note, we have a neighbor who moved in across the street from us probably about a year or so ago. A very young, lovely couple, traditional. And we, you know, hello, goodbye. We welcomed them appropriately at the time. But through Corona, especially over Passover, we were able to connect in such a beautiful way. And we saw the father beginning to pray and join for prayers. And he stand outside wearing his talis. And we really connected them beautifully to the point where they had a son recently, and we were very involved with them, with helping them create, you know, organize the bris, and even helping them choose a name for the child. Sent over food to them, you know, and it's really become a very, very warm, strong relationship. And to me, that was only an outcome of this whole Corona experience. Yeah, very powerful.
Wow, that's very, very powerful. Lastly, different communities are at different points right now in this partial opening. Where is your shul currently at the moment, and do you anticipate anything changing in the near future?
So thank God we've been able to open up a couple of weeks ago, slowly, you know, obviously keeping all the guidelines as required and necessary. Our biggest challenge probably of expanding our attendances, since we are a young community and we don't yet have the ability to do childcare, that's a little bit of a pause on our growth during this particular time. But we are developing. We have been growing since day one as a community, and our membership keeps growing up. We're hosting around 70 to 80 families now. And even though I said primarily young community, but the age bracket does expand the entire gamut. I think that, you know, upon return, we've been very, very blessed to see those who have come back. We've been implementing strong standards and guidelines amongst the health guidelines, but spiritual health guidelines as well, and improving our field experience in the quorum of the shul, and it's really been very, very special.
Wow, no, that sounds amazing. Well, Rabbi Grandma, thank you so much for being on the call today and really for providing us with a little bit of a picture of your, what sounds like an incredible community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and with the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. And I'll echo what I shared on the call a few days ago with you as well, that it's a partial opening. Until all of our children and those who are older who might be in a vulnerable bracket are able to come back, we're not back. We're not really back until we're really all back. And so we're all looking forward to that day, and it should be the Karod, which should be soon. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova. And may the Rabbonei Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Benjamin Yasger of the Congregation Torah Or in Boca Raton, Florida. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day, and an easy and meaningful fast.